And Spanish police today said that they have arrested another suspect in connection with those Madrid bombings. Weekly Standard senior editor Christopher Caldwell has been thinking about those bombings and their effect on the recent elections in Spain.
A win for Spain's anti-war socialists over the pro-American Popular Party was exactly the result Al-Qaeda sought when it bombed Madrid's rail network. So the Spanish vote puts every Western country at higher risk of jihadist violence in future elections. U.S. foreign policy thinkers are furious, but those Americans who remember their own disorientation after September 11th will not be too quick to assume Spanish voters meant harm. There are other explanations. Maybe turnout was raised by the attacks, confounding the polls. Maybe the polls were wrong to start with, and the often misnamed Popular Party would have lost anyway. Maybe voters were mad that the Popular Party lied to them, blaming Basque bombers long after proofs to the contrary had emerged. The vote is understandable. We should live with it. The problem is that Spain's new government is not dispelling worries that it capitulates to terrorism as a matter of policy. Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero could have postponed his decision to withdraw troops from Iraq. He didn't. Instead, he urged George Bush and Tony Blair, but not Osama bin Laden, to engage in self-criticism. He was rewarded by an Al-Qaeda communique promising to confine future murders to other Western countries, just not Spain. Zapatero thinks the U.S. attack on Iraq was illegitimate because Iraq had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda's September 11th attack. Fine, a lot of people think that, but he also thinks Al-Qaeda bombed Madrid because Spain invaded Iraq. So which is it? Are Iraq and Al-Qaeda linked or not? Some will say this is principle, not cowardice, but it can't be principle because it has no logic. Spain has a right to fight terrorism in its own way. It has a right to a period of mourning, but its new leader is reacting to jihadist violence in a way that is illogical and reckless.
Opinion from Weekly Standard senior editor and regular day-to-day contributor Christopher Caldwell.